Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Big news to bring you. Big news. And I get a kick out of Michelle Malkin's website with her report of DNC equals destroys unborn children. And she writes, that's how you make a statement. And then she has the entire press release from American Right to Life about the world's largest protest sign exposing the wickedness of the Democrats for advocating the killing of children, unborn boys and girls. Now, someone commented on her blog. Someone commented about the 666, the width of the sign. The sign was 530 feet tall and 660 feet wide. And one of her commentators, one of the folks giving a comment on her blog said, now 666, he said 666 feet wide. Now that is keeping with the theme. He got a kick out of it. And so did we. We enjoyed working on this project with American Right to Life. I'm going to give you two bits of breaking news, two exclusives you'll hear first right here at Bob Enyart Live on KGov.com. First, America's Independent Party has nominated for vice president. They nominated Alan Keyes for president, and they have nominated for his vice presidential running mate, the president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh. This is a stunning development, an absolutely stunning development. America's Independent Party is one of the larger independent parties, third parties, and Alan Keyes is on the ballot in California. He's on the ballot in Colorado. And I believe he is close to being on the ballot in a number of other states. And having Brian Rohrbaugh as Alan Keyes' vice presidential running mate, this is an extraordinary development for the pro-life community nationwide, and especially right here in Colorado. And if you recall, Jill Stanek did a poll at the end of 2007 and asked her listeners, her readers from all over the country, asked them who would they vote for the pro-lifer of the year. And Brian Rohrbaugh won handily. He won that poll handily. And it was neat that Jill Stanek showed where the votes came from. And they came from all over the U.S. It was very exciting. Now for the second big exclusive announcement right here on Bob Enyart Live, and this is really significant. Okay, this is going to be fun, and if you are in Colorado, you could actually be a part of this if you'd like to. Press release going out now to the media, and especially the political media, 10,000 journalists or so here in Colorado. American Right to Life to unfurl the world's largest protest sign for the last time when Obama begins to speak. The moment Barack Obama, the exact moment that Barack Obama begins to make his convention acceptance speech, American Right to Life will display for the second and last time the world's largest protest sign, the secret location for the final unfurling of the 353,000 square foot sign will maximize the likelihood that Obama himself and thousands of delegates will see the sign with their own eyes. This is going to be interesting. Now, we've wanted to get to the initial American Right to Life press release, and things have been so busy we haven't gotten to it yet. But I want to bring on the program one of the spotters. People in the media, I've been doing interviews with news outlets, local and national, and so have others involved in the project. The best the best news report of the DNC Sheets of Shame sign exposing their wickedness was done by Nine News, Denver's NBC affiliate, at ninenews.com. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, I think it's exactly how we would have made it if we made it. There are a few comments from disgruntled emailers, but other than that, what a fabulous news report. And so if you want to see a great record of what was accomplished and the message that got out, feel free to go to ninenews.com. We'll be linking to that sooner or later from Bob Enyart Live's KGov, KGOV.com. But the reports have gone out far and wide, and one of the questions I've been getting is, how did they make the lines straight? I mean, this is on the side of a mountain. The sign is 530 feet tall, 660 feet wide. How did they make it straight? It's really cool that it was straight. It looked good. And others have been asking, how did they make the letters look so good? You'd think a massive sign, the letters would look awkward or block. They look like a professional font out of your word processor. How did they do that? Well, to answer these questions, we have in studio the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy. Will, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, Bob.
You were involved with the Sheets of Shame project from the beginning?
Yeah, I was. American Right to Life actually asked me to design the letters.
Design the letters? Actually, to design the font, because when you take a font off your computer and you blow it up to 660 feet wide, it's got too many curves and movements. It's too complicated. You can't make it easily. It'd be an enormously difficult task. So how did you make the font so that it would be easy to create out of sheets instead of pixels on a piece of paper?
Well, a sheet is basically a square. It's a rectangle. It's a square shape. And so what I did, I just came up with the idea of using rectangles and triangles, which is a sheet cut in half diagonally.
Okay, so there's only two different shapes for sheets in the entire sign, just a normal sheet and a sheet cut in half diagonally, a triangle.
Yeah, two shapes, and we made perfect letters that are rounded. And what helped is when you have a sign this big, it's easier to make things rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Using these two shapes.
Because it was so enormous. That's pretty cool. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So that's why the font looks so good. You created a font for this project, and it was the design documents were in Microsoft Excel. And there was quite a bit of math that went along with it. But then how did they lay out so beautifully on the mountain? Now, I think I have to tell a part of this. But you were one of the spotters. You were on the spotters team. And, okay, well, an engineer helped us do this. We went to an engineer and asked for his input on how would you get, 50 to 60 people wandering all over a mountain to figure out how to lay out letters on a steep slope in difficult conditions and have them lay out beautifully. How do you do that? And he said, well, when I look at the mountain that was chosen, our site selection committee picked this location. We had three requirements that we gave to the site selection committee. It had to be on a slope viewable by a significant portion of the Denver metropolitan area. And secondly, it had to be a slope less than 45 degrees. Because, Will, could you imagine people with 80-pound packs on their backs rolling off the side of the mountain? If it was too slope, safety was a major concern.
Yeah, they need ice picks or something to get up to the top.
Yeah, they would. And we had, of course, we had a nurse practitioner on site, and we made sure there was anti-venom for rattlesnake bites in stock nearby, and there was.
This was no easy task. This is serious stuff.
This was serious. Two rattlesnakes were seen by our group, two rattlesnakes, and I've actually eaten one of the rattlesnakes off a mountain just next to that.
Wow.
It was pretty good. Art Risley and I, he snared a rattlesnake, and we cooked it up. Our wives would not touch it. They would not cook it. We don't know how to cook. We had to cook it. Tastes like pork chops.
I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't have eaten it?
No.
It was good. We just took the varmint out of the middle of it. It was really good. Anyway, so that's off topic. But we saw a couple rattlesnakes, and, you know, we had someone to watch out for people medically, and we had people who were pretty expert at hiking at the training session give people pointers on hiking, and just a lot of really neat help. And so this engineer said, well, the site that you select, oh, I was given the requirements, viewable by a significant part of the metro area, less than a 45 degree angle incline, and I don't even know if I should say this on the air, it had to be in a location that would be difficult for the authorities to reach quickly. And we figured all the cops who were in really good shape would be downtown Denver, where all the trouble is. And sort of, you know, the semi-retired cops and the overweight police and sheriff's deputies, they'd be out in the foothills. And so anyway, we asked the site selection committee, make it a site that you can't drive right to it and with a bullhorn talk to everybody. So it was a perfect site, Will.
Yeah, great choice.
It was a perfect site. You could drive to a trailhead that was 20 minutes away. You had to hike 20 minutes across the mountain, and then you had to go up. And if you were going up to the top line, the D in DNC destroys, that'd be a 20-minute hike or a half-hour hike, depending on your condition, just up the face of the sign.
Yeah, there was at least 10, 15 cops there as soon as the sign was starting to be unveiled, and obviously neighbors called the police, and they never even tried to hike up to the mountain.
They never even tried.
They just waited at the bottom.
They waited. And so our site selection committee couldn't have done a better job. In fact, they put that mountain on the map because everybody in Denver utterly ignores that mountain. That is the most neglected, overlooked, lonely mountain you'll ever meet in your life.
Not anymore.
That's now Billboard Mountain. That mountain is a billboard. That's the American Right to Life Mountain. That's all right. So, and that's the mountain you tell it from the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. So the site selection committee picks the site, and the engineer said the site that you have has one tree on it. There's only one tree on the whole sign. And he said, it's right smack dab in the middle of the sign. So he said, if we just adjust the sign and let that tree be in the middle of the lowercase O in unborn, then we'll create a local coordinate system with an X and Y axis. And we'll use ropes, thousands of feet of ropes, and we'll mark them where not only the tops of the letters go, but each letter was broken into segments. Some of the letters had how many segments? 2, 3, 4, 5. One of them had six segments.
Wait, Bob, that was a tree? That looked like a little bush on 9news.com.
That was a tree in the middle of the O. That was a tree, a really
wow.
neat tree. In fact, our patch crew would sit in the center of the O in the shade of the tree. Our patch crew were people who were ready to repair the letters if they blew apart. But at a certain point, our goal was to keep the sign up for 5 minutes. Because then you got video of it being unfurled, photographs, news reports. I mean, we talked to Fox News the day before. And we told them that we'd give them an exclusive, and if they could get a helicopter out there, and they did. Their helicopter was out there as the DNC was unfurling. And that was the first part. We didn't want to play our hand.
Right? The patch crew was also there for the hippie liberals that came up to try and rip the sign apart.
Yeah, that's right. That's true, Will. And so Fox News, their helicopter was out there. That was great. And we didn't want to play our hand early, so we unfurled the DNC first. And then, as the word was given to unfurl the rest of the letters, the captain of the top line, Destroys, he told his team, we're going to delay. We're not going to let them know what it's going to say, how negative it is, until a good chunk of the sign is unfurling. And then we're only going to unfurl the E first. So they might think DNC, DE, maybe it's Democrats. They wouldn't know. And so then finally, the whole sign came out. And you saw the sign unfurl. You were one of the spotters.
Yeah, I was the head of the spotting team.
Yeah, that, and Will, you guys did a phenomenal job.
Well, I felt kind of bad because you guys were up there working so hard. Right. But we were perfecting the sign.
Yeah.
And we wanted nothing short of perfection in this project that has taken so long to prepare for.
That's right. And so what was the role? Could you explain how the spotters role? Where were you guys?
I'd say we were about a mile away in a park.
In a park, Fairmount Park.
Fairmount Park, which is pretty much directly east of the mountain, a little north.
A residential park that no one has ever heard of.
Yeah.
And did anybody come to the park?
Not really.
So the park, it was pretty quiet there.
Pretty quiet.
Out of the way location.
I don't know if you know this, but someone from the city of Arvada came to the park to clean up. I don't know how often this takes place, but he does it in the morning, and I was a little worried because we just started to unfurl the sign when he was at the park, and he was oblivious. He never looked that way.
He never looked up. Okay, that's good. And so our spotters, you guys were there. We had selected this site to give you guys, you're maybe a mile away in a great place. There were a lot of kids, spotters, a lot of homeschool moms. They brought their kids. Their kids were watching the sign and playing.
Yeah, as a letter was being unfurled, we could tell if it was straight or not.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we had a list. There was, I think there was around 60, 65 people on the mountain unfurling this sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a list of who was unfurling what letter, what part of what letter, and their phone number. So I remember the C of DNC,
mm-hmm.
as they were unfurling the left side of the C, it was going slanting north.
Slanting
so I looked
north.
On my list, made a phone call to the guy that was doing it, and I had my binoculars on him, and I was talking to him. And I said, okay, you need to step 10 feet south to straighten the C out and go from there.
Well, that's just extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. And it worked. It worked just exactly. I mean, how often do you have a design document and you build something major and it comes out exactly how it was designed? And we thank God. We thank God for his blessing on this project, because there were dozens of ways this could have failed. And as we were working on this, you know, some people are optimists, other people are pessimists. And some of my neatest friends are pessimists. And they, for weeks, they're saying, Bob, you know it can't work. It can't work for this reason, this reason, this reason. This is fraught with heartache. This is not likely to work. And we just ignored all that.
Yeah, the people that said that, we don't have to mention names.
Right.
But the people that said that, when the sign was unfurled, they had their jaws dropped and their eyes wide open. They could not believe their eyes.
Because of how extraordinarily ambitious this project was, and how could it happen? And with thousands of law enforcement officers in Denver, the 7 News reporter, she said she actually hiked up to the mountain, and she would do these little segments, and her video guys huffing and puffing, and she's up there, and she would say, with all the security in Denver for the DNC, this was a protest that could not be stopped. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's no free speech zone for American right to life.
Well, that's right. The media asked, because so many groups were negotiating with the city of Denver for a free speech zone, and they're getting permits. And so we were contacted by the media and asked, so are you guys negotiating? You getting your permits? And we said, for American right to life, we recognize the free speech zone from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and God is the one who issues protest permits to stop the killing of unborn children. So we're set. We're all set. We don't need anything. We don't want to bother those bureaucrats.
When in doubt, find a mountain.
When in doubt, find a mountain. Yeah, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. So tonight, Obama speaks at the convention at approximately 8 p.m. So, as the hymn says, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. We figured, well, we did it on the mountains. So now it's time to go everywhere. And as he begins to speak, the exact moment Barack Obama begins to give his acceptance speech, Lord willing, we will, American Right to Life, the Sheets of Shame 2 team, the second team, will unfurl for the final time. There's not going to be another. Will unfurl this sign at a secret location, but that is strategically chosen so that Obama himself, we expect that by the end of this weekend, Obama himself and thousands of their delegates will see the sign with their own eyes. And they will know as they're leaving Denver, we'd like to give them a swift kick out of town and say, guys, don't come back with your child-killing agenda. Just get out of town.
Hey, Bob, I think a lot of our listening audience, I don't think they really understand how big this sign is. How big is this sign?
Well, it's big, I think. 2,700 pounds. And the media was saying there were 65 people on the mountain unfurling it. And I think that's about right. We cut the sign into 53 segments. But there were all kinds of people helping one another. You know, some guys are a lot older than me. I don't know how old I am. I'm 49. And there were guys in their 60s with 50, 70, 80-pound packs. And some of them could make it halfway up. And they said, you know what? I need help bringing this pack. And some younger guy would say, all right, I'll take your pack to the top. And then the guy would hike up there also and then unfurl his segment.
Yeah, I was impressed, Bob, by the amount of youth that helped out with this.
Oh, the teenagers.
Unbelievable.
Teenagers.
Very young. One example is actually my little brother.
Your brother, Nick.
He came
that morning. He's
not
so little anymore.
No, he came that morning to help me spot. Shorts and t-shirt. That's all he had on.
Yeah, everybody had to wear hiking boots, long pants.
And one person did not show up who was supposed to be a letter carrier. Mm-hmm. And that person had the L in children, which was 78 pounds.
The L in children, lowercase L, was 78 pounds.
And so my little brother, Nick, said, hey, I'll do it.
How old's Nick?
Nick is 15.
He's a man.
Now he's a man.
He's a man.
He said it's the hardest thing he's ever done, but he saw the vision.
He caught the vision, and I remember Nick working as hard as could be on that mountain. It was awesome. The sign was really big, and it worked because so many people tried so hard because they believe that we need to fight with everything we have to stop the killing of unborn children. But how big is the sign?
You know, Bob, what's the most famous sign in America? Probably the Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood sign.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just gigantic.
Movies, Hollywood.
I mean, everybody knows about that.
California.
You're in California, you see the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be bigger than our sign.
It's got to be. Oh, here. It's right here. The letters in the Hollywood sign are 45 feet tall.
What? 45 feet tall?
That's it?
That's half the size of our lowercase letters.
Wow.
What a puny sign.
Wow.
Those Hollywood nutcases.
Now, wait, how tall was our sign?
It was 530 feet tall.
Oh, wow. It says here the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
From the ground to the very tip of the flame, 305 feet.
No way!
305 feet.
No
That's
way!
It.
So our sign was 200 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty?
That's right.
And a lot higher altitude, too, I'll tell you that.
Now, like you said, our sign was 666 feet wide.
Right.
Wow, the Washington Monument is 555 feet tall.
So our sign was wider than the Washington Monument is tall?
Over 100 feet wider than the Washington Monument is tall.
In fact, exactly 111 feet wider than the Washington Monument is tall.
This is
tall.
A big sign.
This is a big sign.
The only place to put it is a mountain.
A mountain.
That's it.
Or the secret location.
Or the secret location. We have to be careful. We know there's others on the other side listening.
There are.
And we can't let them know where it's going to be.
No,
but it's going
to
be visible
to interfere.
By everyone at the DNC.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe.
No, no, no. But I'll say this. This location for the final resting place of the sign was chosen strategically with the hope that Barack Obama himself and thousands of these pro-abortion, child-killing delegates will see the sign and the rebuke with their own eyes. That's why this location was chosen.
That would be great.
And by the way, Will, we talked about the site selection committee for the first site. This location was chosen with the help of professionals in a couple different fields. So we'll see how it turns out. Of course, we don't know. Some pro-aborts and liberals recreate 68. You know, the hippies, they're here protesting, and you ask people, Well, what's their message? What do they stand for? People don't know. They don't know.
I don't know.
One guy was arrested carrying feces. Did you see that in the news?
Yeah.
That's a leftover hippie tradition. And they're drunks and they're violent and they're immoral and filthy. And so what's their message? I don't know. I've been following them for years. I don't know what their message is.
I'd like to make an interesting point before we close out the show. We don't know what their message is. Everyone knows what our message is. Mm. And you know what I found very interesting? I have not heard one person, whether in the media, on TV, or anybody else commenting on our sign, I haven't heard one person say or disagree with our sign.
Say that it's not true. They can't say it's not true.
We are saying that the DNC destroys unborn children, and no one has said it's not true.
No one. Not somebody on the street, not a talk show host, not a reporter. This story is in 1,000 web pages around the world. 1,000. Went on Telemundo, of all places.
Yeah, people are upset that we hurt the mountain face.
Some people said some rocks rolled down the hill. You know, children are expendable, but you can't move a rock. Yeah. Liberals are so wicked. They are dirt worshipers. They hate God, and children are made in God's image and likeness, and that's why they have a hard heart against children. They're willing to kill them. Not all of them, of course, just the ones that they don't want. So, Will, we're out of time. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, sure.
Anytime. And I want to put out this announcement. If you are one of the regular activist pro-lifers in Denver, and you'd like to help with the second unfurling, you can call 1-800-8-NYART, and we'll tell you where the secret location is. 1-800-836-9278. In fact, you could help. You could come on out and help this evening, get us ready for the 8 p.m. unfurling. 1-800-836-9278. If you'd like to come a little later and stand guard over the sign in case some pro-abort liberals try to come and rip it up, you could do that too. Come on by anytime. Call us here, Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-836-9278. Will, our telethon begins
September 1st. That's Monday.
That's Monday. It's a month-long telethon to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the radio for another year. The goal is $35,000. Please, if you appreciate what we do at Bob and Yurt Live, please consider a significant gift to kick it off. If we get strong donations on the first day or two, then usually the telethons go well. So please help us with that. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.